the 4% rule, and the three-legged stool. Back in the day, those simple strategies did the trick in retirement. But we're not living back in the day. This is 2021, and the problems facing today's retirees demand modern solutions. That's why you're here. Welcome to Modern Money with founder and CEO of PCB Financial Advisory Group, Peter Bombera.
And welcome back into the program on this very, very busy week. You are listening to Modern Money with Peter Bombera. I am your host, Dana Wright. And if you are looking at the news cycle right now, maybe have some concerns, we're going to dive right in. I cannot imagine a better, more critical time to be talking about some of these issues as the global uncertainty with everything going on in Russia continues to unfold before our eyes. Peter, always great to have you on.
Absolutely. Great to be here. Another great week on the PCB Financial and the Modern Money Show. Let's have a great talk today.
Let's do it. So we would be remiss if we did not spend a pretty significant amount of time talking about not only what is happening over in Russia with the invasion of Ukraine, but the headlines really in the last couple of days over what this might mean if you are knocking at the door of retirement. And I always want to caution our listeners, Peter, that this is a fluid situation when we talk about what's happening with Russia. It is literally changing not just day by day, but hour by hour. And so we are going to do our best to speak kind of in more general terms, because we could be sitting here today talking about this, Peter, and in 24 hours, something's going to change. But generally, this is one of those times in American history that people are starting to pay attention not only to the humanitarian side of things, my God, that we're seeing on the news, but also how this could affect us and certainly financially if you are knocking at the door of retirement. What are you telling your clients about this?
Absolutely. I mean, you have to understand some markets tend to be volatile in response to potential geopolitical events, right? So you should remember that making decisions based on emotion could be detrimental on your financial situation. And it's best to stick to the plan in times like these, especially if you trust this plan, right? You're putting it to the test, and I'm sure you've been putting it to the test for some time. But if you don't, this is when we have to do what's called a financial checkup. So don't lose sight of domestic issues such as inflation, higher interest rates, because that could actually be a much larger, greater issue to the overall economy and the markets versus what's going on overseas. Because what's going on right now, of course, is going to affect the markets. But remember, this can be a short-term announcement, possibly heading to a major long-term issue. But don't let that, I guess, offset your mind in regards to what's going to actually happen in the next 2 weeks. And as we know, interest rates will be increasing very shortly because they have to.
They have to. And one of the things we were talking about off air, Peter, that I'd like you to share with the listeners, I said, are your phones ringing off the hook about this? This is why you have to have a trusted advisor. You actually said what to me?
I said no. And the main reasons behind that is because, one, communication is key, right? That's one. Two,
yeah.
We already actually communicated properly with all of our clients. Now, we're not here to figure out what a crystal ball may look like, but we're prepared to weather through all kinds of environments. This is one of the reasons why I did write my book, Retirement in Any Economy, because it's so important to understand proper diversification. It is very important, but also asset class diversification is even more important as you approach to getting to and through retirement.
So let's talk about some of the practical reasons that you really do need a good plan in place. And this does go back a little bit to what we're seeing overseas, but I think you would tell your clients, Peter, because you've said this on this very program before, that these are always things you need to be at kind of at top of mind in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and certainly beyond. Because of what we are seeing with the Russia-Ukraine crisis, we know that the cost of gas is 100% day by day inching up. I think it was up another 10 cents yesterday.
Yeah.
The cost of groceries will be going up. There's absolutely no question about that. A lot of people did not maybe know this before this crisis unfolded, that Ukraine is one of the major grain exporters for the world. That is going to affect some of the prices that you see in the grocery store. And it's important because of all of these things that you have a plan in place and you don't panic. You know, we've talked about this, Peter. My parents are right at retirement. They're looking at buying another property. And even my dad, he's got a good guy in his corner, said, we're not that worried about it because we have had this plan in place for years.
Absolutely. And you're right about the supply of grain. I think it's over 30%, which is huge, huge. And that's a major supply problem, right? So if they get hit really hard, that can affect everybody, you know, worldwide. But remember, these are all temporary events, right? These are not permanent. These aren't forever. When will be the slowdown or the end of the day of this of these events? We don't know, but we have to understand we're invested in long term, right? But if you feel if you're too risky right now, especially on your based upon your age, or if you're in retirement or trying to get to retirement, usually 5 to 10 years out, if you feel like you're taking on way too much risk, for one, technically you still should possibly be up, depending upon the 1 year duration or the past year, 12 months of where you are in your portfolio.
Yeah.
So I think it's now a good time to possibly, depending upon you know your situation, this is why you need to get financial guidance, it might be possible to start lowering your risk, you know, in a good majority of your portfolio, because we're still in the beginning of the year and we're about to get into the environment of interest rate increases. And you know what happens when interest rates go up, the markets become extremely volatile over time. So you have to understand where you're taking these risks. Is it appropriate risk based upon your age? And are you doing financial checkups, reviews on your current plans you have in place now?
So it's interesting you brought up interest rates. I want to go back to that for a moment. There's a great article out of NBC Chicago this week that actually got into this very specifically. And I'm just going to quote from a little bit here, and then I want to get your thoughts on it. It says, Russia's invasion and the likely resulting rise in inflation have increased pressure on the Federal Reserve, which is expected to raise interest rates by a quarter point, as many as 5 or 6 times this year, beginning in March. And we're at March, people. The Fed's delicate task to raise rates enough to restrain inflation without going so far as to tip the economy into recession has now become more difficult. Higher gas prices typically accelerate inflation, which would heighten the need for rate increases. But costlier gas can also weaken the economy by slowing consumer spending, something that would normally lead the Fed to leave rates unchanged. Officials are acknowledging right now that the invasion of Ukraine has complicated our economic outlook, but say so far they are sticking with their plan for rate hikes. And maybe this is just one of those weeks that you're glad you're not the chair in charge of all of these things, Peter.
Yeah, absolutely. And so inflation, as you know, started to become a problem last year. And the Fed already knew that. The problem is they didn't act fast enough. Right?
Yeah.
So they didn't stop the bleeding. So they took their time on it, and now we're hitting a major time in regards to the economy because of this whole war issue. They want to be careful, and but at the same time, they're also conservative, right? So when I say conservative, they're taking their time with it, but now they're really up against the wall. And if they do not raise the interest rates, we're going to hit a recession because inflation can't go that high, right? We have to stop it. We need to pull it down, and we need to increase interest rates over time. So the 0.50 basis points of the game plan, they're now thinking about 0.25 as the time of where we're recording this. And I think it's definitely going to happen because they can't keep on delaying it and delaying it and delaying it like they did last year. And we didn't know we're going to have a war, you
right.
know, 6 months ago. So it's just one thing after another, but they cannot ignore the fact that inflation is a killer. And we're at 40 record highs right now, and that's not a good place to be.
So if you're just now tuning in, I want to remind everyone, please go to pcbfinancial.com or 1-800-880-8079. You can even leave us a message there, 1-800-880-8079, to get Peter in your corner to help you navigate through some of these rocky times. And I think, Peter, what we're seeing right now is that this would already have been, when it comes to all of the rules and regulations and just the education you have to make sure you are doing the right things to position yourself for successful retirement, that was very, very difficult to do before if you didn't have someone in your corner. And now with what we are seeing overseas, I cannot imagine trying to navigate something like this alone. There's just too many variables literally changing by the hour.
Yeah, you cannot neglect this. And believe it or not, we had someone come to us not too long ago and they wanted to retire in 2 years. And what I tell most folks is you should give yourself a minimum of 5. I love 7 to 10, but you should give yourself a minimum of 5 years for planning, because what if 1 year is a complete waste, right? What if 1 year the markets get wiped out? What if it takes 2 years for the markets to finally break even and come back to where they were? Or what if it takes 3 or 4 years? Again, look, we don't know. I don't want to be the doomsday speaker here, but at the end of the day, there are unknowns, right? So how do we create something that's, I guess, meaningful to you, your picture, your financial situation, to complement you to and through, where you know with whether the markets go up or down or sideways, you have a number of different things doing a number of different things for you to guide you to and through retirement the right way. So it's not all about risk. And it's very important to understand that risk is not just the only key factor here when it comes to having a stable portfolio.
And I love that you brought this up, Peter, because I even think with the pandemic, we have seen more and more people, I don't want to say making rash decisions about when they are going to retire, but we have certainly seen more people statistically decide in the last couple of years, I'm out. Whether you work in education, and we can certainly understand the exhaustion that comes with that right now, or public service, we are seeing a lot of people say, I'm done. I'm just done. That the benefit does not outweigh the stress of the job. But that doesn't mean you necessarily pick up the phone and say, like, look, I'm looking to do this in 12 months. This goes back to you have to have a plan. We can't control the pandemic. We certainly can't control what's going on in Russia, but you can control the extent to which you are prepared.
Absolutely. And Dana, check this out. Who would have known in a million years we had a pandemic?
Right.
We have a pandemic, right? And now, who would have known in another million years that we would have a major war in our hands like we have right now, right? Again, we just don't know. Anything is possible. And we hope that there's no more wars after this. And we hope there's no more pandemics after this or another 100 years from now, because we won't be here. But we hope these things never happen. But you have to expect that there is no smooth sailing getting through retirement or even getting to it. So if you were lucky up until now, congratulations. I'm very happy for you. Now we have to get smarter, right? We have to make smarter decisions going forward and start to attack these smarter decisions more effectively.
The number 1-800-880-8079, or always on the web, pcbfinancial.com, pcbfinancial.com. You are listening to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. Much more straight ahead, including, let's talk about a lot of those questions coming in with people worried about outliving their savings. And I'm guessing more people are asking that question right now because of all of these things that we are talking about. Also straight ahead, Peter, I want to ask you, are there opportunities specifically right now to grow your assets with everything going on? We'll get to that and much more. You are listening to Modern Money with Peter Bambara.
The way you take your Social Security can dramatically alter the course of your retirement. To make sure you are optimizing your Social Security, download Peter's free Social Security report at themodernmoneyshow.com. That's themodernmoneyshow.com.
The check engine light is on in Washington, but politicians keep driving the car as if nothing is happening. There it is again. It's Social Security. A new government report says the Social Security Trust Fund could run out by the year 2035. If that happens, it could cause all beneficiaries to take a 20% cut to their benefits. What does that mean for you? When should you start taking benefits? When should your spouse? And how can you get every dollar of Social Security you're entitled to? Learn more about your options by setting up a visit with Peter Bambara at PCB Financial. Peter can help you get the most out of your Social Security benefits. Call now, 1-800-880-8079. To set up your visit with Peter Bambara, 1-800-880-8079. 1-800-879-8079. Find out how to get every dollar of Social Security you're entitled to. That's 1-800-880-8079. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
When you have errands to run, do you like to run all over town, or do you try and make as few stops as possible? It's nice when you can get everything in one place, isn't it? Peter Bombara from PCB Financial believes the same is true for retirement planning. You shouldn't have to go one place for tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why PCB Financial was started. Peter wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement planning. PCB Financial is more than just convenient, they're knowledgeable and experienced. To set up a meeting with Peter Bombara and his team to talk about your retirement, call 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. One stop for a wealth of retirement solutions. PCB Financial, 1-800-880-8079. Firm offers insurance services but does not provide tax or legal advice. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
Welcome back to the program during this very, very busy and important week, not only for our listeners, but globally. This is Modern Money with Peter Bombara, and I cannot imagine a more important time to be talking about this issue and all of the issues that really affect all of us. If anything, Peter, we are reminded we are a global society. My goodness, just look at the markets right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
So I want to ask you, are there opportunities for our listeners right now? Maybe you're in your 40s, you're in your 50s, and you know that you have several years of work ahead. Are there any opportunities for younger clients to grow their assets? And I don't want to say take advantage of what's going on right now, but is there any silver lining financially with what's going on right now, especially if you are a younger client?
Absolutely. If you're younger, I would not change the way you're investing differently. In fact, now, while the markets are this turbulent and volatile, going forward, you should be even getting a little bit more as an aggressive approach when it comes to your equity positions and holdings. Now, as you know, in years like this, when volatility is very high and interest rates are about to go up, we know financial sectors tend to do great, healthcare sectors tend to do great, energy as well. But unfortunately, going through this war scenario, still do not neglect those areas that need attention, right? And especially because the markets are down right now as we're talking about this, are right around 10 to 12% year to date, give or take. As you know, those continuously to change over time. But there's opportunities. And to be honest with you, don't go too crazy just yet, because there's going to be even more opportunities as we hear in the next couple of weeks, the interest rate increases. That's also going to bring down a number of different holdings and companies and equity positions where I think it's going to be even such a greater time to buy even more as a dollar cost average strategy. So there's a lot of opportunities, you know, depending upon your age, of course, depending upon your stage in your life, but there's definitely a ton of opportunities going forward.
So the article goes on to ask, should older Americans, if you are closer to retirement age, worry about adjusting their asset allocation because of what is going on?
That's a great question. So yes, so if you're close to retirement and you're a little older, 100%, I would say try to figure out, talk to your advisor, if not, talk to us, and we could do what's called a financial checkup. We want to make sure and help you confirm that you're on track. And if you feel like there's too much volatility, if you feel like there's too much risk, if you feel like that you want to be able to say, okay, how do I lock in these profits now, protect, to preserve, and grow your money the right way going forward? This is a conversation we will have one-on-one. So yes, 100%, do it while you can. And I've been saying this since last summertime when we heard the increases of inflation and what the Fed wanted to do in the new year when it comes to interest rate increases. I've been saying this for a long time, 5-6 months now. How many of you actually took action, right? So I'm going to continue to say this for the rest of this year. It's going to be extremely volatile. Do not expect major growth positions happening your way anytime soon. So 100% try to figure out how to properly rebalance yourself going forward.
Well, and we know, Peter, that plummeting markets can especially be nerve-wracking if you are relying on funds from your retirement accounts to cover your living expenses. That's where you come in. Especially for anyone listening worried about needing more cash on hand right now, paying down high interest debt, all of those things come into play. And it's why you need someone like Peter Bambara in your corner. And I would urge you, if you've even been flirting with the idea, now is the time to pick up the phone and make that call. I cannot imagine a more critical time to make that call. If you are a listener right now that has maybe a little bit of a plan, but not a solid plan, now is the time to make that call. 1-800-880-8079. 1-800-880-8079, or always online. You can find Peter at pcbfinancial.com. So, you know, one of the things, Peter, that we talked about off air, it's easy to get distracted, right, by all of the headlines of things happening in other parts of the world. But the everyday economic pressures that we see in the United States, specifically inflation, have not subsided. What are you telling people who are worried about outliving their savings, partially because of pressures like inflation, but maybe because they didn't have a plan in place?
Absolutely. And one thing I like to say is, you know, the old saying is don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Yes.
Well, we've been seeing a lot of folks, new families, new individuals, new couples, and they have a very, very, very high percentage in the markets or at risk. And when I say a high percentage, I'm even talking about traditional fixed income, right? Or mutual fund bond funds, right? So that's also technically at risk, especially when interest rates go up. When they go up, they actually go down, right? They do the opposite effect. So it's so important to understand, yes, diversification is very important, but asset diversification, right? Not putting all your money in the market is very, very, very important. There's so many other ways that you can actually diversify and protect yourself, but you need a plan in place to protect yourself every couple of years, or especially right now when you have to understand inflation is a killer. You know, it's that average 2-3%, but right now we're hitting 7-8% on average when it comes to inflation, and we don't know how long it's going to take. So it's so important to make sure we're doing a stress test analysis of what you have in place. All right. The goal here is not to change anything. The goal here is to figure out, okay, what do you need to do in order to go forward if there are any red flags that come up or catch my attention.
I'm curious how many people walk in to see you, Peter, and everything is just perfectly in order, because there's always room to make improvements, right? I'm not asking you to put a number to it, but how many people walk in for the first time and are in pretty good shape?
Unfortunately, it's a very low number.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. And I want it to be high. I want it to be high. And what it really comes down to is most people that come in, whether they're a couple of years out before retired, just about to retire within a couple of weeks, you know, or retired a week ago.
Right.
Or already retired. And they're coming to me, and a very, very, very large portion is they have their money still at work, or in their 401ks, or they just rolled it over and they have the same funds, or they're sitting in cash and it's not actually a plan, right? So I'm looking for a plan. I'm looking for an actual financial plan.
Right.
Okay. What plan do you have in place? I don't want to look at a portfolio with a bunch of funds, because I'm going to come back to you and say, okay, well, what is the goal here? What's the plan here? And unfortunately, there's never a plan. A very small percentage of folks, I like to congratulate them because they actually have a plan. And very rare occasions where they have enormous pensions still and they have a complementary Social Security income to bring in, and they don't necessarily need the income from their other investments. So it's so hard to say, but unfortunately, it's a very low percentage. But those who do have a plan in place, I congratulate you because you're on track.
And it's like, we're not knocking anyone if this isn't your wheelhouse. Because, you know, I think about it this way, Peter. If I have something wrong with my car, I'm not going to go to the best chef in my town to fix my car. And, you know, you could be so good at everything that you do in your professional life, but if this isn't what you're doing morning, noon, and night, I think it's very difficult because there are so many different facets of a successful retirement plan, it's just very difficult to do it on your own. Even for the smartest person in the room, I think it's difficult to do these types of things well on your own, which is why we would urge you, if you're listening, please call now. Have Peter take a complimentary look at what you call your plan. And I would love for every single one of our listeners to be that listener, Peter, where you say, man, you're in great shape. But if not, let him help you. 1-800-880-8079 or pcbfinancial.com is a great place to get started. Let me ask you, with everything that's going on in the world, Peter, what is your recommendation on getting a second opinion on a financial plan?
I mean, think about it. Have you ever gone to a doctor and a doctor has said, I think you need x-rays, or yep, I think you need to go for a special test when you leave here. Here's a referral. And then you go for a special test and it comes back and it's not what you expected, right? So I think the average person would say, you know what, I'm going to need another opinion in regards to what I'm doing. So I'm all about it, because to be honest with you, I do the same thing. I'm going to go for another opinion if there is something that I either like or don't like. And even if I like it, I like to confirm that, wow, this may be a good idea to be on track, right? So whether it's good or bad, it does not matter. But getting a second opinion, first off, if it's complimentary, it's a no-brainer, right?
Right.
And then what do you get for that second opinion? I mean, we do a lot of stuff. We do an enormous amount of stuff, because the more that we do, well, the more that I do, the more I'm able to help or guide you in the right direction. Because I can ask you a billion questions all day long, but if you don't really have the proper answers that I'm looking for, I need to do the research on my side. I have to cross the T's and dot the I's. I have to make sure that you're on track, because if you're coming for me for some guidance, I want to make sure I'm guiding you in the right direction. So getting a second opinion is a no-brainer, especially if it's complimentary.
Let me give you another real-world example that I saw here within the last year where I live here. Okay, and I'm in Kansas City. Think about one of the biggest purchases you make as a younger person next to your home would be a diamond. Okay, Peter? And think about all of our listeners who think back to that very first time that you walked into a jewelry store and, you know, they say they want, what is it, 3 months salary or something like that, is says the ad. And you go to buy a diamond. I've got a good buddy who is in the diamond industry. And he says, you will not believe the number of people who will come in here. After a couple of years, they want to get something tightened up, or they want us to add a wedding band or that type of thing. And we will look at the diamond that they purchased someplace else. And not only is it not what they thought it was, like, it has flaws. It's this. Maybe they said that this was flawless and it wasn't. He said it happens all the time. So he's a second opinion guy. He says, look, if you're going to make a major purchase, go out and make sure that you're getting what they say you're getting. And so when I think about, and this is silly, it's kind of funny we're talking about jewelry in a conversation about finance. You think about that diamond. What do you spend on a diamond? $10,000, maybe 20, maybe 30. I don't know.
Sure.
That is a huge amount of money when you're in your 20s. Then multiply that, Peter, by the amount of wealth and resources you are talking about right now at the end of your working life. How could you not have somebody who really knows what they're doing in this arena to look over your stuff? I mean, it's crazy if you think that most people do just kind of leave this to the wind. It's crazy to think that if you look back at one of the most important purchases you make at the beginning of your life and how careful you are with that, or should be with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I like that analogy, because it's so true in regards to understanding what you're in. Because believe it or not, even when it comes to the investments that you're in, I mean, if you had a phenomenal ride, okay, then you have to understand – good things, they don't last forever, right? In the stock market, right? So we have to understand that, okay, well, how do we lock these things in, or lock in some profits here? Let's not be greedy with this. As you know, the stock market is just not one trend, right? It just doesn't go up forever. We'll always have these volatility moments. We always have these unexpected events, because as you know, the events is what triggers the stock market volatility.
Yep.
So it's so important to make sure you're doing these financial checkups. And when you're doing these checkups, you're doing it more than once. Believe it or not, minimum once a year, sometimes twice a year. And you heard that correctly. It's not every couple of years.
Yeah.
It's at least once a year or twice a year at a minimum. And you're making sure you're on track, because what was working last year is absolutely not working this year.
You are listening to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. The number 1-800-880-8079. And when we come back, what can you do now? We can't prevent these financial storms from popping up from time to time. You can certainly put strategies in place to help you navigate them. And that's what we're here to help you do today. 1-800-888-8079 or pcbfinancial.com. We're back with more straight ahead.
When you have errands to run, do you like to run all over town, or do you try and make as few stops as possible? It's nice when you can get everything in one place, isn't it? Peter Bambara from PCB Financial believes the same is true for retirement planning. You shouldn't have to go one place for tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why PCB Financial was started. Peter wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement planning. PCB Financial is more than just convenient, they're knowledgeable and experienced. To set up a meeting with Peter Bambara and his team to talk about your retirement, call 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. One stop for a wealth of retirement solutions. PCB Financial, 1-800-880-8079. Firm offers insurance services but does not provide tax or legal advice. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
The check engine light is on in Washington, but politicians keep driving the car as if nothing is happening. There it is again. It's Social Security. A new government report says the Social Security Trust Fund could run out by the year 2035. If that happens, it could cause all beneficiaries to take a 20% cut to their benefits. What does that mean for you? When should you start taking benefits? When should your spouse? And how can you get every dollar of Social Security you're entitled to? Learn more about your options by setting up a visit with Peter Bambara at PCB Financial. Peter can help you get the most out of your Social Security benefits. Call now, 1-800-880-8079. To set up your visit with Peter Bambara, 1-800-880-8079. Find out how to get every dollar of Social Security you're entitled to. That's 1-800-880-8079. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
We all love Uncle Sam, but let's face it, he's not really your uncle. To make sure you aren't paying more than your fair share in taxes, download Peter's free tax guide at themodernmoneyshow.com. That's themodernmoneyshow.com.
Hey, welcome back to the program. You're listening to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. I am your host, Dana Wright, and it has been a very, very busy last couple of weeks. And we mentioned this before the break. One or two major events can happen half a world away, and now all of a sudden, we've got turmoil here. And as you mentioned, Peter, you cannot ever predict these things, and you certainly can't stop these things. So how do you tell your clients to put strategies in place to try to navigate around these uncertain times?
There are so many factors that can have a negative economic impact, right? So where you can really run into trouble would be when you're taking withdrawals from your retirement accounts while the market's basically taking a hit. So it's a tough spot to be in, because whether the market is up, down, sideways, you still need income in retirement, right? It has to come in. So you can't just stop buying groceries or paying your water bill because your retirement accounts are taking a hit in the market. So this is what we can do. We can do an analysis to help you uncover the main risk posing a threat to your retirement, especially the stock market volatility as you see now. We can do a stress test on your retirement plan. Put your portfolio through an analysis to see just how much it can handle in terms of possible losses. And then we can start talking about solutions, right? We can go over some potential moves you can make to help preserve your life savings from downside risk. So there's no obligation here. There's no cost to do this. This is for the listeners for today's show. If you have at least $250,000 or more in retirement, give us a call, 1-800-880-8079, and request a stress test analysis.
Even the word stress in that analysis should get people to pick up the phone. There's a reason we call this a stress test, and we don't want you to be stressed. Give Peter a call, 1-800-880-8079. And you know this, Peter, you got the right income strategies in place. You know for certain what's going on with your savings. Global events will not cause people to make panic-based decisions with their money. And you've been saying that from the beginning. This is not something that's going to be going on forever. If you have a plan in place, you don't have to panic right now.
Absolutely, I agree.
Can't put that next market drop on the calendar, right? One of the things I want to do is go to some of our listener questions this hour, because we had some really good ones come in over the last week or so. And I want to remind everybody, you can also call in and leave a message. If you have questions, we will, from time to time, get to those on the program. The number again, 1-800-880-8079. And the first question reads as follows. She says, I've been retired for about 2 years, Peter, and now, so far, it's been disappointing. I wasn't expecting to feel let down about this much free time, but that's how I feel and where I'm at. I'm thinking about part-time work, but I also don't like the idea of locking myself in to a certain number of hours or a certain schedule. Do you ever hear other people or your clients struggling with the same thing?
Absolutely. And you know what? This is actually a good thing. It's not a bad thing, because one, well, you can't just go cold turkey, right? Once
you've
been working for 30, 40 years, right? the last thing you want to do is just completely stop everything from what you're doing. But the good thing is there are solutions to this, right? Because these are actually positive things to start thinking about. Part-time work doesn't hurt, especially, you ready for this? Especially changing your mindset, the way you think. All right. This is not because you need money, right? You're not relying on this. You're just doing this to keep yourself busy, I'm assuming, right? So you want to keep those brains working. You want to keep it sharp. So why don't you work in an industry that you know you didn't have, never had a chance to, because it probably didn't pay well, and do some part-time work, you know, work 2-3 times a week, get out, talk and communicate with people, keep your skills up and sharp on an ongoing basis. But this is a good thing. It's not a bad thing.
Another question. I'm really struggling to get organized with my finances. And oh my gosh, Peter, this is going to resonate with so many people, because when you're talking about gathering stuff up, that can be daunting. And I think people, like some people put off doctor appointments, right? I think people think with the financial end of things, it's so daunting to think about gathering everything up. And that's where this question gets to the heart of that. I know you hear this all the time. I'm really struggling to get organized. We have money saved, but I keep letting all the paperwork pile up. Could you help me sort through everything I have, or would I need to get it put together before I come in and talk to you? So the question, Peter, is can I just come dump all of this stuff in your office and you figure it out?
Yes, because it's actually normal, and we call it the pile of stuff, believe it or not.
Okay, I got another word, but we can't say it on the radio.
So yes, this is totally normal. Okay, you're not the first person that actually had a concern about this, but we call it the pile of stuff. We've been doing it for years, bringing it on in, and then we help you organize it. And that's why we have created what's called the Modern Money Blueprint, to make sure you're on track and you're a lot more organized. And I also have what's called an organized binder for you as well. So 100%. Bring it on in. Let's separate the good and the bad. Let's see what actually makes sense for you to get you back on track. But being organized in this area is very important.
Well, and what's funny is being organized is important to keep track of the stuff. I love the idea of the binder and the Modern Money Blueprint. But just because you have paperwork in several different drawers doesn't necessarily mean your plan is a disaster. Some people just need help with organizing it and putting it into a meaningful form where you can sit down and say, look, this isn't as bad as you thought it was. Because it's messy. People sometimes equate messy with bad. And I'm a messy person, Peter. Trust me, messy is not always bad. It doesn't always equate to bad.
I agree 100%. Absolutely.
Here's another question. How many life insurance policies, Peter, is an acceptable amount? It is an ongoing debate in my family. I feel like my mom is overdoing it with the number of little policies she has. Great question.
That's interesting. Wow. That's interesting. So at the end of the day, we understand that we're offsetting risk, right, when it comes to life insurance.
Yep.
And you really have to ask yourself, well, what's the purpose for the life insurance? Is it because of you have major debt? You want to make sure you're taking care of your children, your family, or you're going to keep it in retirement and it's not really, really heavy cost to you, and you're not going to help a spouse protect them from an inheritance in a large IRA. So having a number of different policies, I'm not too sure why you have so many of them. I mean, you should have just a couple of basic policies doing a couple of basic things for you.
Yeah.
But I would not say having a large amount of different policies would make sense. You know, just make sure you have policies that's going to add up to the death benefits that you need to hit as a target, right? And just make sure you understand the good versus the bad. You make sure you understand what's permanent and what's not permanent, what's going to expire. And be careful when you renew expired term policies, because sometimes it might not be in your favor in regards to cost.
Is the goal overall, Peter, to self-insure by the time you really are knocking at the door of retirement? I mean, do you tell your clients insurance policies can be a great thing, but you really want to, you know, in your 60s, 70s, 80s, do you really want your clients paying $300-$400 a month for that insurance policy? And I'll just tell you, personal information here, my husband and I have about a 15-year difference in age. His policy is insanely higher than mine. And men are always more expensive than women. Yes. Is the goal as you get older to not need it as much or rely on that as much?
Absolutely. So you can actually self-insure yourself, you know, but again, everybody's different, right?
Yeah.
So we want to make sure we have a one-on-one conversation about this. But for a general conversation here, if you were able to save a good amount of assets for retirement, more than over what you thought was possible, if you pretty much got rid of really all of your debt, right?
Yeah.
Which is really healthy, and your children are independent on themselves, then there could be a point where you do not need to be spending money on some life insurance policies, especially if they're term, right? So the ones that are term and if they're expiring, we have seen folks paying premiums that literally more than quadrupled after the term was up. And sometimes it doesn't really make sense, you know, for some. But again, this is why we do financial checkups and reviews. We want to make sure we're crossing the T's and dotting the I's and making sure it is accurate enough where maybe you can stop paying it and you don't need it.
And that goes in the organization binder, Peter.
That's
it. What we need, right? 1-800-880-8079. Please give Peter a call or check him out on the web, pcbfinancial.com. You are listening to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. We're back with more straight ahead.
People are living longer these days, and that's great, right? Well, of course. But living longer means more years in retirement. Will your money last as long as you do? To find out, get your free guide at themodernmoneyshow.com. That's themodernmoneyshow.com.
You walk into the room, it's dark, and then in an instant, the lights come on and you hear...
Surprise!
Some surprises are fun, but some aren't. Like when you're retired and you find out you owe more in taxes than you thought you would. Or worse, you have to go back to work to make ends meet. Are you prepared for a surprise change to your pension or 401k or IRA? Instead of guessing, call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group and schedule a retirement checkup. Peter and his team have been helping families deal with retirement surprises for more than 15 years. Peter Bambara is a local, independent financial advisor on a mission to help you reach your retirement goals. Call 800-880-8079 right now and schedule a visit for your retirement checkup with Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group. 800-880-8079. Don't wait for a surprise. 800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC.
When you have errands to run, do you like to run all over town? Or do you try and make as few stops as possible? It's nice when you can get everything in one place, isn't it? Peter Bambara from PCB Financial believes the same is true for retirement planning. You shouldn't have to go one place for tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why PCB Financial was started. Peter wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement planning. PCB Financial is more than just convenient, they're knowledgeable and experienced. To set up a meeting with Peter Bambara and his team to talk about your retirement, call 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. One stop for a wealth of retirement solutions. PCB Financial, 1-800-880-8079. Firm offers insurance services but does not provide tax or legal advice. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
And welcome back to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. Reminder, the phone number, 1-800-880-8079 or pcbfinancial.com as we tackle some of the very, very important issues going on, not just in the United States and locally, but internationally over the last couple of weeks. And Peter, one last question that comes by the way of a recent survey by Express Employment Professionals. There's a lot of uncertainty right now, and this study that just came out indicates, God, I think this is high, but you tell me what you think, 79% of workers between 57 and 75 years of age say they think they would rather be semi-retired than fully retired. Now, part of me wonders if they did this study before the pandemic, because I don't know that this is almost 80%. Does that surprise you?
Yeah, definitely high.
I think that thing has crashed since we did this study. However, what are some of the possible pros of having something else to do in retirement? Like we get back to the woman who wrote in and said she's bored. She didn't think that it would be like this. What are some of the pros of maybe hanging on to something to do in retirement?
I mean, there's actually a number of things to keep busy in retirement. For one, if you're able to defer your Social Security, right, that's going to give you a nice increase in the future. And you want to confirm this. You want to do what's called a Social Security maximization. And we have a calculator that actually helps our folks do that for them. But deferring your Social Security benefits is phenomenal, right? So if you're able to retire and now you want to try to figure out what else you can do before you actually turn on Social Security, why not look for some kind of part-time work if you possibly can? You know, working some kind of an industry that you never worked in before.
Sure.
Because maybe didn't pay that good over a period of time. Now, another thing is, what about coverage, right? What if wherever you're working has some kind of healthcare coverage or Medicare coverage, right? So this can be healthy for you, especially if you're trying to reach the age 65 or Medicare premiums, right, to actually kick in. So that's also one thing. Another thing is, if your income, based upon whatever industry you're working in, whether it's part-time or full-time, if you're able to save a couple extra bucks while you're doing it, hey, that's all the power to you. Now you're able to receive more money for retirement, you know? And these are just some examples in regards to understanding the power against this. Now, there's also more, Dana, believe it or not. Think about this. So if you're looking to retire and you want to keep yourself busy, right? Well, as you know, as you get older, your mind is not as sharp anymore, right? So how are you putting your mind to work, okay? Or how are you socializing, okay, with the folks around you? Going out and doing things, whether it's working at your local center or senior center or something, you know, or you're doing some kind of involvement in the local area. These are all great things to look at.
For the mind and for the body. And you know what? Here's the other deal. You can do something in retirement that you choose to do and that you like to do versus maybe in your work life, something you felt like you had to do. So, you know, I'm wondering how many of your clients, Peter, find a passion either in volunteer work or doing something part-time to help cover some expenses here and there because it's something they truly enjoy doing instead of the daily grind maybe for the last 40 years when you felt like it was something that you have to do.
Absolutely. I agree. And you know what? Here's another thing. And hopefully this gives you, something to look forward to. Based upon WebMD.com, they're saying that older folks working part-time can have fewer serious diseases. And this could be high blood pressure, you know, this could be heart disease, strokes, diabetes. And this is all good because think about it. If you're working part-time and you're not just doing nothing, right? You're moving around, having exercise, you're doing things and you look forward to things and you're keeping yourself in shape, this can actually lead to some positivity, you know? So this could be really, really good, especially when it comes to stress, for example. You know, this could lower the amount of stress that you have. Mental sharpness. This is all great things.
Well, and just to pass the time, like the woman said, she's like bored. She didn't think she would be bored, and then she's bored. Now, I don't think I would be bored, Peter. I think I would find something to do. Let's talk about the possible cons of going back to work, even in a very short-term, part-time capacity. Obviously, you still have the commitment of showing up to meet your work obligations. That would be number one. What are the other big possible cons?
Yeah, so that could be number one, of course. It could be if you have family. It'll be less time from family, of course, if you're going to be working, right? This also could be possible more taxation, depending upon if you're taking Social Security or not. Of course, if you are, you know, there's guidelines in regards to how much you show based upon what's called provisional income. So
Bingo.
The more income you show, the more taxes you're going to be paying. So there are some definitely negatives for sure. This also can possibly lead to a decision that maybe you and your spouse don't agree upon. And I think this is really important. What if your spouse wanted you to retire, truly, truly, truly retire and do some traveling and do the things that you never did before, and you want to work and your spouse doesn't want you to work? So this can cause a headache. You know, this can cause some arguments, which I don't think is worth it. You know, so you have to weigh your decisions, right? The pros and the cons, and ultimately just try to meet in the middle.
And that's what Peter's here for. He wants to help you get to a point where if you want to work, great. If you don't, great. Not something you have to do to survive, but something you can do to help you stay active and healthy. Keep doing what you love because you love it, not because you have to do it. So 1-800-880-8079, get that checkup. See how you are doing. If you're listening, even in your 30s, 40s, 50s, how are you doing? Do you have a plan? That's what Peter's here for. 1-800-880-8079, or check him out online always at pcbfinancial.com. Get that modern money blueprint that we've been talking about. Get that stuff all gathered up. He'll give you a binder. We'll get it all organized, and you will be on your way. It's a great way to make sure you talk about your mental health, Peter. Check this thing off your list and stop having so much anxiety about it. So you want to do a little This Week in History? Would you believe?
Yes.
There's some good ones here. And you know I'm a KU girl, Peter, and I love this one. In 1962, This Week in History, Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points for the Philadelphia Warriors in a listen to this score, in a 169-147 win over the New York Knicks.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I hope you didn't watch the Baylor game over the weekend. We didn't fare so well there. This Week in History, in 1983, the final episode of MASH aired. Still, I believe, Peter, one of the highest rated shows, if you look back, primetime shows in the history of America. That
Amazing.
Final episode of MASH. I think Dallas is up there, who shot JR. And then the Super Bowls always do very well. But that final episode of MASH, man, I don't think anything beats that in 1983. This Week in History, in 2014, in February and March, Russia invaded Ukraine and started the process to annex the Crimean Peninsula. Remember that? This week, what are the odds, Peter? I did not know it was this week. This week in 2014 is when they went in and started the process to annex Crimea, which, as you know, has had huge implications here in the last week.
Absolutely.
And then finally, this week in history, in 1922, the United States Supreme Court defends women's voting rights by declaring the 19th Amendment to be constitutional. Don't forget to vote locally,
absolutely,
nationally. Your voice matters. Peter, as always, it has been a wonderful afternoon talking to you here. I just want you to remind people where they can find you for all of the help that we've discussed this entire hour.
Absolutely. Thank you for listening to us today. Give us a call at 1-800-880-8079. Check us out at pcbfinancial.com. And don't forget to call in and request a complimentary copy of my book, Modern Money.
The book is Modern Money. You'll get a Modern Money blueprint when you work with Peter Bambara. You've been listening to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. And that number, once again, 1-800-880-8079, 1-800-880-8079. Or please go to the website and get the process started, pcbfinancial.com. Peter, as always, it has been a pleasure, and we will see you back here next week.
Absolutely. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. If you have any questions that come to mind, Peter would be happy to answer them. Just give him a call, 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079.
Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. PCB Financial Advisory Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by PCB Financial Advisory Group. This radio show is a paid placement.
There are some things you can't avoid. But you can avoid overpaying taxes in retirement. You may think your taxes will go down in retirement, but that's not always true. In fact, your tax liability could even go up. Here at PCB Financial Advisory Group, we have a free guide to show you how you may be able to pay less in taxes when you retire. Call or text the word tax to 800-880-8079. That's 800-880-8079. This guide explains how different types of retirement accounts are taxed in easy-to-understand terms and how a smart distribution strategy can help preserve what you've worked so hard for. Planning for retirement income starts with a plan for minimizing taxes in retirement. Download PCB Financial Advisory Group's guide today. Get it at themodernmoneyshow.com/tax. That's themodernmoneyshow.com/tax. Our firm does not provide tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC. You walk into the room. It's dark. And then, in an instant, the lights come on and you hear...
Surprise!
Some surprises are fun, but some aren't. Like when you're retired and you find out you owe more in taxes than you thought you would. Or worse, you have to go back to work to make ends meet. Are you prepared for a surprise change to your pension or 401k or IRA? Instead of guessing, call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group and schedule a retirement checkup. Peter and his team have been helping families deal with retirement surprises for more than 15 years. Peter Bambara is a local, independent financial advisor on a mission to help you reach your retirement goals. Call 800-880-8079 right now and schedule a visit for your retirement checkup with Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group. 800-880-8079. Don't wait for a surprise. 800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC.